What's up, boys and girls? And today we're gonna do a discussion on an anime that I just finished quite recently. I remember saying that I was gonna upload a little bit more, and then for some reason I didn't upload for like a few days. Great. I just did some uni shit, just did some work. There was a quiz. I thought it was about the week before, but the recent week that just went by, turns out it's still stuff from the first week, so I didn't do that well, because I thought, because the first quiz was about week one shit, so I thought the second quiz should be about week two shit, right? No, it's about still about week one stuff that was not covered. Obviously, I've already covered the first week, but then again, like, you're not prepped for to be tested, I guess. Maybe I should have been more prepped for this one, but oh well, I didn't do that well, but then again, it's not worth too much. And to be honest, I wasn't, I probably should have prepped. If I'll prep for the correct shit, I'll probably do well, but I didn't, so you know, whatever. You live and you learn, I guess. So I have strawberry. I'm fucking currently eating. I haven't had, like, fruit in a while. Like, actual fruit. Past few days. I think I've had, like, a few apples here and there, but it's one of those foods that I just neglect, which I probably shouldn't, because they're good for you and they taste great. So I'm just going to fucking talk about the anime that I want to talk about, which is Fate Grand Order. Absolutely Demonic Front Babylonia. So, I watched this not knowing too much about the Fate Grand Order series. I know about the game, and of course, I have seen the canon Fate, which is, you know, Fate Stay Night, Unlimited Blade Works, Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Feel, and Fate Zero. I've seen all four shows, those four shows, which is the canon story, which is the main story, with Rin. Rin Tosaka, I'll just call it the Shiro arc, but then again, because Saber is in, like, every single Fate, basically, but Shiro is technically only in the main Fate Stay Night, there's also the one about them buying lunch. I haven't really watched that, but, oh well. And Rin is technically not in Fate Go, but she is reincarnated as like a half, like a demigod. But in this world, she's a demigod, and she's by the name of Ishtar, which is, I think, would be quite weird. There's a few things about this show that I didn't understand. I think I should have watched the first movies, the Fate Grand Order First Order movie, or because there was a lot of things I did not understand about this show. There's a lot of stuff, there's like flashback scenes and shit like that, and I'm like, wait, what? And I think there's a few Fate Grand Order shit that I'm supposed to watch, but I didn't know that I had to watch it, because if you go on Mal, the only prequel thing was Fate Grand Order, Zetaimaju Sensen Babylonia in Initium Iter. I think that's Italian. I don't think that is Japanese. So Zetaimaju Sensen Babylonia Episode 0. Yeah, so it's Episode 0 of the Absolute Demonic Front, which is what I just witnessed. Not just, but I did finish it last night. I did start, like, a week ago. I've just been busy, you know, uni, work, life. What else? Yeah, all of the above. Sorry for eating while doing a podcast, but I am... If I don't do this, I won't have my fucking fruit of the day that I need. And, honestly... There's a lot of stuff that, like I said, I thought this I thought the episode zero was the beginning of this Fate Grand Order series, but I think I was mistaken. I think I was meant to watch Fate Grand Order First Order, and also maybe Fate Grand Order. The Fate Grand Order. There's a Fate Grand Order special. Maybe that one, or because there's a lot of stuff in this show where they're showing flashbacks, and I'm like, when the fuck did that happen? Like, I haven't seen that shit. And maybe that's the case, or maybe it's based on the game, or I'm not quite sure, but I basically went ahead and just watched this because recently in my local anime store, we do have a local anime store here in Perth called The Shumi Shop. They're in Vic Park, Victoria Park. If you guys live in Perth, you would probably know where Vic Park is. It's quite a big, I won't say big neighborhood, but like it's quite a well-known area in Perth. So if you do live in Perth, you should know where it is, I guess. And also, they had these Ichiban Kujis, which are these raffles that you do. And, you know, you pay your fee, your ticket fee, and then you get a ticket. And you can get up to, like, a figurine, or you can get a keychain or whatever it is. Usually, this is actually a pretty good fucking deal, because especially if you're getting to anime or in everyone else's case, not have at least 20 fucking keychains, anime keychains that I'm never gonna use or need to use, because you get a lot of like anime stuff, and also these are stuff that it's usually harder to get. Like, I did the Bunny Girl Senpai one, and surprisingly the posters for them are really valuable, like the, especially the Mayu Sakurajima ones, obviously the Mayu Sakurajima ones, but I did not win those. But I do have I have a Shoko one, I have a Futaba one, I have, oh, what's I haven't seen Bunny Girl Senpai in a while, so I forget the character's name, yeah, Koga, Tomoe Koga, Shoko Makinara, Nodoka Toyohama, and Futaba Ryo, Ryo Futaba, and I have the small posters for all four characters. Interestingly enough, they're made in Japan. Usually that's not the case. Usually these kind of shit made in China, all that shit. Not that it matters really. But I was able to get those four mini posters. They're like this, a size of like an A3 paper maybe. So it's not the biggest poster in the world, but it looks nice. And I actually don't need a massive poster anymore. Like in my room, I don't really need I don't really have too much space for massive posters. I'm actually more interested in like smaller ones. So we go to the Fate Go, which is what this video was meant to be fucking about. So I went to the Ichiban Kujis and I was like, you know what? Those look fucking cute. The posters look nice. The figurines look nice. So I just went, I think I bought like four or five. And then I think I won mostly keychains. And then I got a poster of MASH, I think. I think I got MASH and then I got Ereshkigal. And the rest were... No. I got a poster of MASH and Fujimaru. And then I got a poster. It's not a really a poster, like a paper poster, but sort of this like cardboard material. So I think it's like a poster, and then they attach it on like a cardboard, which is actually not a bad deal, because, you know, obviously it's sturdy and it doesn't get fucked up, and yeah, it just like it's nice. It's just kind of heavy, so you wouldn't want a little bit more blue tack or glue tack, whatever you call it. And I got a MASH with Fujimaru, and then I got an Ereshkigal one, plus like three keychains that I really don't fucking need. But actually the keychains that I got were pretty cool. I got a Ishtar one. I'm pretty sure I got a MASH. And then a Gilgamesh. And then these two guys. These like two, three guys went into the... So there's only like 20 left at that point. So I think I bought like... When I started buying, I only had like... There was only like 24 or 25, something like that. And then a bunch of guys came in and bought like 10. Like they each bought 5. And if you guys know a lot about Ichiban Kujis, if you buy the last card, you get the last ticket, you get to have the main prize. And in this case, the main prize, this is like my second time getting a main prize. The first time was a main prize Sakurajima Mai, since I bought every single, the last like what, 16 tickets for the Bunny Girl Senpai. Honestly, was it worth it? No. Do not buy $160 worth of Bunny Girl Senpai tickets just to get the money. Then again, the thing is, I've already spent money on it, so it's not like I spent $160, but I probably spent a lot more. I probably spent at least $250 or whatever it is on everything else, with the keychains, the posters, whatever, and then also I got the main prize figure, but only because I bought the last ticket. Honestly, I spent a lot of fucking money on the Bunny Girl Senpai 1. And looking back, it's not worth it. Do not do that. I know that the red Bunny Girl Senpai figure of my is worth a lot. I think it's worth about 150 or something like that, which is quite a lot. 150 Australian, maybe even more. It is a last figure, so it's usually worth a lot. But please do not do that. That was just stupid to me. And that was just me being fucking... it's just I didn't really wanted a Mai figure. I do have an Android of Mai. But I was like, damn, I want a Mai figure. And at that moment, I was like, fuck it. Let's do it. I shouldn't have, but I did. So let's go. Let's try to move on from that. And now this time around... fucking Fate Grand Order, but at least I actually spent less on the Fate Grand Order stuff, and I got a lot. I think I bought about 13, 14 tickets, and then I got 3 figurines. So I got the Smash figurine. She doesn't have her shield, which sucks because her shield is fucking awesome, and I am thinking of getting a Smash figurine, the one with a shield, but I have certain things to pay for. None of them anything important, but none of them are bills to pay. I just have figurines to pay for. Shit. And I have pre-ordered. I have a Megumin school uniform on the way. It's actually fucking expensive, but you know what? It's Megumin. Let's go get it. Let's go get it, lads. I also got an Urshiko. I don't know why they have an Ereshkigal, because why not just have a fucking Ishtar? Like, Ishtar is in the show a lot more, so I do not understand why it has to be an Ereshkigal instead of an Ishtar, but Ereshkigal does look kind of nice, but it's just Ishtar's fucking hot, okay? I know they're basically the same characters, but Ereshkigal has blonde hair. But I just, you know, Ishtar is basically Rin. And Ereshkigal is not Rin. And I do want a Rin figure. I do have one, but not a very nice Rin figure. I am looking for a nice Rin figure in the future if I have the funds. But, yeah. Damn, apparently everyone's like really into the Mai. Oh, she does look nice. Why am I looking at it? I have it in my fucking room. I also got an Anna / Medusa, I guess. Like the Anna one is dope. Like, I would say my favorite one out of the 3 prize figure that I got was Anna, and Anna looks so nice. Like, this is actually so dope. It comes with the sight and stuff like that. That's why I was so disappointed with Mash not having her shield, but I will be looking for a Mash Cure Light with a shield, though. One day I'll get it. As well as fucking hell. Fate, go a review. I was about to review this. I think I'm just gonna end up just like a discussion on Fadegar, of Fadegar and all the show. There is a second season for this, and I am looking forward to it, just because the world and the characters. I really hope that the characters from this Fate Grand Order return, like the Fate Grand Order Babylonia returns, but I don't think that will be the case. But I hope it's like reincarnations of, you know, the Fate universe being reincarnated in this. So maybe we'll see Saber, like their version of Saber. It will be like Solomon something. Yeah. Fate Grand Order Shukyoku Tokuiten? Kanijikan Shinden Solomon. A Grand Temple of Time, Solomon. I am looking forward to it. Literally, we don't know much about it. We don't even know when it's out. So I'll be looking forward to that. I actually like the Fate Grand Order, the show. To give like a short review, I guess, without dwelling too much about it. So basically, I'll just give you the synopsis. So 2016 AD, the foundations of humanity have been incinerated by the Mage King Solomon, Chaldea, a secret mage's organization with the permission to preserve humanity's future, foresaw mankind's extinction in 2015. Thus commenced the operation to repair the singularities in history caused by Holy Grails, dispersed across time and space, Operation Grand Order. Using the race shift time travel technology, Chaldea's last master, Ritsuka Fujimaru, and his demi-servant Mashkirilite have traveled to and resolved six singularities. Now, they depart for their most dangerous destination yet, a civilization in Age of Gods BC 2655 BC, Mesopotamia. Ritsuka and Mash soon discover the demonic beasts roam the land, attacking people and towns. Amidst chaos and terror lies humanity's last defense, Uruk, a fortress city that acts as a front line for the battle against the beasts. The battlefront is commanded by none other than King Gilgamesh, the King of Heroes, who sought aid from heroic spirits and took on the role of a mage to protect his city. Along with Gilgamesh and the summoned servants, Ritsuka and Mash must protect Uruk against magical beast onslaught and defeat the Three Goddess Alliance, who aims to eradicate humankind. All the while, greater threat looms, Uruk preparing for its awakening. So that is pretty much the spot-on synopsis. Basically, this guy called Mash, who's a master, if you don't know anything about the Fate series, masters are people who can take on servants, and this girl called Mash, who's not really an actual servant, she's not an actual heroic spirit, but she is created to be one. That's also why she's not the strongest. She's probably one of the weakest servants I've really seen. Like, if you put her in any of the Fate, in the Fate universe, and I don't think she can beat anyone. Like, I don't think she can beat Ryder or Assassin or any of the sort of weaker servants in the Fate series. I don't think Ryder is weak, but Assassin's probably the weakest. I don't know. If you get Archer, though, you get to get, because usually Saber's the strongest one. I never understood that, because I've always been a huge fan of Berserker, because I think every single Berserker's been fucking dope in the Fates. They're always the strongest one, apart from probably when Gilgamesh was in the Archer class. I would say Gilgamesh is stronger. But this whole thing about Saber being the strongest servant, I guess, like, with her divine phantasm, then she might be, but I would say Gilgamesh is probably the most OP, like, apart from Berserker. So, yeah, and it's so weird how Fujimaru and Mash are technically the main characters, but they're also the most useless characters out of the bunch. So basically, Ritsuka gets to, because he's a master technically, he can also get multiple servants. So technically, he had Ishtar as one of his servants. He had I don't know how to say that fucking name. Quetzalcoatl, something like that. Like he gets to have Quetzalcoatl. I don't know how the fuck you say that shit. He also had Jaguar Man. Like he had a bunch of servants helping him out along the way. And also Anna technically is his servant, but I think majority of the show she's not considered his servant. But his main servant is definitely Mash. And I love how fucking useless they both are. I mean, I guess technically they defeated the main villain and stuff like that. But during fights, because what I like about Fate is that it's Saber versus the other characters, and the fact that Shiro does not have any, at least with, apart from Fate Zero, because Fate Zero, was Kiritsugu the, no. With Fate Zero, I'm pretty sure Emiya Kiritsugu's wife was the servant, was the master, and Kiritsugu was, like, the one helping her out. I think that was the case. I don't think he was the master. I think he was. I don't really remember. I think he was the master, yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. Whatever. But because it doesn't really matter, because Iliasville and Kiritsugu both are mages, and they have magic powers, and they can create mana and give a power to Saber. But Shiro is not a mage, so he cannot give Saber power, and that's why she has to sleep a lot and eat a lot in order to have power. And I love, what I kind of like about those shows is that Saber is always in the main stage, and they always count on her, and she is pretty fucking awesome. And Mash is just there, like, yeah. Okay, she just protects Fujimaru, but I think that's why he was picking up other servants. Like, that's why he got Anna, Ishtar, and the other girls, because Mash basically protects him, and the others just attack. I think that's the strategy of it. I guess that's more fun in a way, a strategic way. But I just talk about the stuff I don't like about the show as well. I think the story is overly complicated. I end up not giving a fuck about the ins and outs of the story and, like, the details of it, to be honest. I was just like, oh, this show is fun. Whatever. Defeat bad guy. Don't get killed. You bet. That was basically the show in a nutshell, in my opinion. That's basically the show in a nutshell, in my opinion. Just don't get fucking killed. And I mean, I don't mind it, because the show itself is really fun. Like, basically a battle scene every episode. Like, I have not experienced this in an anime before, where it's 21 episodes, and every episode there's always something cool in it. Like, there's always, like, a fighting scene, like, there, or, like, there's always this huge battle scene, or, like, battle scenes in episodes. And even in Fate in general, even with the UFO table Fates, I don't think it's as frequent. There's a lot of talking, there's a lot of jibber jabber in a way, but there is also a lot of character and story progression. I guess that's why they're technically better. And Fate Grand Order is legit, like, oh yeah, we're just gonna have people fight and that's it. I feel like they have a 13 episode idea, but they have to turn it to a 21 episode show sometimes. I think that's the best way to describe it. I think they have a solid 13 episode plan, and then for some reason they're like, oh, we need to make 21 episodes. Fuck. Okay, we're just gonna do a bunch of shit and then hope it works. And I think that is sort of my feeling about the show. But it's so fun, man. Like, it's such a fun show to watch. And it's also a great show to watch in the gym, because it's always, like, it's always something happening, always a huge action scene. Oh yeah, it's pretty dope. And also I love that the first few episodes was really chill in a way, and then sudden all of a sudden it's like, and then all of a sudden like it's quiet. I know I just said there's, you know, a lot of things happening, but there's a lot of battles, but nothing too major until like certain up, and then suddenly it's just like, okay, we need to, there's this demon that we have to defeat, and yeah, we have to defeat them. And it got really, really, really tense. And I don't know, man. Characters also, there's a lot of, there's a huge cast as well in this show. Another thing that's like a good and a bad. The thing with having a big cast is that there's less chance. The thing is, if you don't have a lot of characters in the show and a lot of them suck, it's more noticeable. But if your show becomes known as that show that has bad characters, but if you have a lot of a huge cast, there's gonna be misses, but there's also gonna be hits in a way, just because, you know, it's just probability. Like, the more you do, the more you also fail, but also the more chance you get to succeed as well. And I think Fate Grand Order is sort of kind of that, like, where Sin, they have a lot of characters, and then they're sort of hoping that we're gonna fall in love with at least some of them, which obviously we do. Like, I would say Ishtar and Mash are definitely the. I would say I much prefer Ishtar than Mash. I think Mash is cuter, and the fact that she definitely likes Risuka, and she is a little bit, you know, she's cute. She's a cute girl. But I just love Ishtar just because she reminds me of Rin, and Rin is one of my favorite girls. And to me, she is the reason why Unlimited Blade Works is my favorite Fate. I would say quality-wise, Fate Zero and Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works are probably about the same, but I think Rin just being there, like, and the fact that I love Rin, it just eclipses Unlimited Blade Works. Because of that reason, like, I would say quality-wise, they're about the same, but just because I love Rin so much, I just give it an extra a score. Why does not my noise always block up every time I do these fucking podcasts, man? It always sounds like I'm sick, like, all the time, like, I'm not. So basically, and then the ending was kind of weird too with Fate. I would say they overcomplicated the story. I think they should have just had it, like, because Fate Zero and Unlimited Blade Works was also kind of complicated, but even that's not as complicated as this. I would say this is a little bit more complicated in, like, the way they have to, what, get a grail from the past in order to save the future. And suddenly, like, they have to defeat this huge demon. Like, it doesn't really make sense sometimes, this show. But it's anime, I guess. I think overall, it's like a solid 7 out of 10. Maybe, I would say, story-wise, kind of lackluster. It's like a 5 or a 6. But then, we have a lot of good characters in the show, like Ishtar, Mash, and even Anna's quite interesting. Fujimaru as a character is okay. Like, he's not the worst, but also he's not the best, really. Gilgamesh, fucking awesome. Enkidu is quite an interesting character. I don't know what. I mean, is he? This person is genderless, which is quite weird. Why do they keep doing? I mean, this person, fucking Enkidu, is sort of like God. Like, there's also that side of the show where there's like demonic beasts, and suddenly there's like another level of demonic beasts, and then like these demonic beasts started like ten. I don't know. It's so weird. The show became so weird at the end. I'm not gonna lie, but it's a fun ride, and sometimes you just want fun rides to be in it. It doesn't have to be too memorable, but honestly, like I said, animation's really good, I would say. The characters as a whole are quite interesting. I mean, there's obviously good bits in Gilgamesh and Ishtar and Bash and certain characters. But overall, I would say they're more good characters than there are not. And also, there's other even smaller characters, like Ushio Wakamaru, who is quite an interesting character, but sadly wasn't in it for too much. I wish that she was more apparent in the show, but obviously there's a reason why she's not in it too much, but which I'm not going to go into. But yeah, I would say I would recommend people watching it if you have some time. It is, like I said, a bit of a ride. It can be, and I don't know if most people would love it, but I kind of like it. I kind of dig it. And I am looking forward to the second, not the second season, but the next Fate Grand Order. I think that'll be it. Hope to see you guys again later on. Just probably gonna, I haven't been watching too much anime lately, but I did watch Millennium Actress last night, and I am gonna watch Tokyo Godfather in a few, maybe either tomorrow night or the night after. And I think the day after, then I'm gonna talk about Satoshi Kon as a filmmaker and what I love about him and things like that. I think that'll be it for me. Hope to see you guys around and have a good night. See ya.